The wait is over. Lookers into Bookers, the Tourism Marketing Blueprint by Chris Torres has officially launched. Whether you're looking to attract more customers, build a powerful brand, or master digital marketing strategies, this book is your ultimate guide to turning interest into bookings. Available now in all good online bookstores.
Empty seats. I mean, let's be real. For anyone running a travel business, they're like the worst.
Yeah, they're definitely not what you want to see. It's lost income for sure, but it's more than that, isn't it? Like all that effort you put into planning something amazing.
Totally. So today we're diving into how to flip the script on that. Instead of dreading empty seats, we're going to learn how to make them work for us. We're going deep on this with, what's it called again?
Handling last-minute cancellations and booking gaps. It's a goldmine of strategies, honestly. The biggest takeaway, turning those empty seats, those potential losses into, well, wins, basically.
Love that. So first up, the wait list. Seems kind of obvious, but I feel like it's one of those things that's easy to get wrong.
It's all in the details. Like our source mentions this study businesses that offered even a small time-limited discount just for signing up for the waitlist. Saw a 20% jump in people actually booking from the waitlist.
So it's about incentivizing, right? Making it worth their while to basically say, hey, I'm interested if a spot opens up. What else can you use to sweeten the deal besides just like money off?
Oh, tons of stuff. The source talks about giving waitlist people priority access to booking their next trip. Or like first dibs on cool add-ons, maybe a special tour or something. Makes them feel like VIPs.
Ooh, I like that. Makes it less about waiting, more about I'm in the know. Now, what about those truly last-minute openings? How do you do discounts without looking desperate?
Framing. It's not a price cut. It's a limited-time opportunity. The source had some great tips on this. Ever notice those countdown timers on websites?
Oh, yeah, totally. Makes you feel like, gotta act fast.
Exactly. Or those targeted emails. Yeah. Like you were browsing for a trip to, say, Italy, and bam, suddenly there's a deal in your inbox.
You're speaking my language. Okay, this might be just me, but inflexible booking policies. Huge turnoff.
Nope, not just you. The research in this book backs that up big time. People want flexibility. And honestly, who can blame them? Life happens, plans change. So when a business offers that, it's a big deal.
So how do you actually do that? Make it flexible without turning into a logistical nightmare behind the scenes.
Rescheduling credits are huge, according to the source. Instead of losing a booking entirely, the traveler can just apply what they paid to a future trip, even last minute. Or flexible deposits, where maybe there's a partial refund, or they can move it to a different trip.
So the traveler feels good, the business isn't totally out of pocket. Win-win. Now, this one from the source intrigued me. Partnering with local businesses to fill gaps. How does that even work?
Think of it like teamwork, turning a problem into something positive. Say you've got a hike with a few open slots. You could reach out to local hotels. Maybe they'd include it in a package for their guests.
Oh, I see. Or team up with a restaurant, do a hike and dine combo.
There you go. The book even mentions local influencers. Imagine a foodie Instagrammer showcasing that hike and dine you just created.
From cancellation to collaboration, that's amazing. It's like you see someone else snag that awesome deal, and suddenly you don't want to miss out either.
Exactly. And the source is big on using that to your advantage. Like someone books your trip last minute. Great. Show off those testimonials, the photos they're posting. Maybe even if you can swing it, do some live streaming. Give people a peek at the fun they're missing.
Turn that FOMO into book now.
Okay, so even with the best strategies, sometimes those seats just don't fill. But our source says, even then, it doesn't have to mean lost revenue. Upselling.
There you go.
But upselling can be tricky, right? Yeah. How do you do it without making it feel pushy, like you're just after more cash?
It's about adding genuine value, not just tacking on extras. The source uses this example. Say you've got a Tuscany food tour, a few spots open. Instead of stressing, what if you offer existing guests an amazing wine pairing? Or a private cooking class with a local chef. So you're elevating the experience, and chances are, if someone's already into a food tour, they'd be into that.
Exactly. And this is where knowing your customer helps. The source talks about using, like, their past bookings to suggest personalized add-ons, premium seats on the bus, an exclusive museum tour after it closes.
It's turning a no into a yes and. Now, those travelers who are always a yes, those loyal repeat customers, they seem key to this whole thing.
They are. VIP programs, that's your safety net. These folks love what you do. they're more likely to stick with you even if plans change.
And probably first in line for those last-minute spots, especially if there's a perk involved.
Exactly. The Force suggests give them first dibs on those deals, maybe even better rebooking policies just for them. Make them feel like insiders.
Okay, last but not least, this part's kind of fun. Turning unfilled spots into marketing gold. It's like lemonade from lemons, but travel edition.
It's all about perspective.
Yeah.
Just because a trip isn't at max capacity doesn't mean it's useless. We're selling experiences, right? Show it off, even to a smaller group.
So empty seats equal content creation time.
Exactly. Our source had some smart ideas here. One was, even if there's fewer people, still send your guide. They can get amazing photos, videos, show off the experience even with a smaller group.
Like a behind the scenes thing, right?
Right.
Look, it's still incredible, even if you're one of only five people.
Yeah, or live stream it. Show a snippet of that cooking class, even if it's just a handful of lucky participants this time. Makes people want to be there next time.
Building buzz, generating excitement. Smart. Okay, we've covered a lot.
We have. From wait lists, discounts, being flexible, partnering up, using content. It's really about changing how you think about those empty seats.
From oh no, to bring it on.
Ugh.
So much good stuff in this deep dive. As we wrap up, what's the one thing you really hope sticks with our listeners today?
Resourcefulness, for sure. Those empty seats, they're not a failure. They're a chance to get creative. The best in the biz, they don't just react. They use those moments to innovate.
It's like the classic lemonade from lemons, but for travel.
Love it. And the best part? There's no one right answer. The source really stresses that, adapting to your business.
So take these ideas, make them your own.
Exactly. And speaking of that, one last thought, just to get people thinking.
Hit me with it.
We talked about those VIP programs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Building loyalty. But what if you took it a step further? Empty spots on a trip. Instead of a mass email blast, you go to your VIPs with a personalized invite.
Okay, now you've got my attention.
You say something like, hey, we'd love for you to join this adventure, and because you're so awesome, we want to know, what would make this trip truly irresistible to you?
Whoa, that's next level. It's not even just an offer, it's like co-creating the experience with them.
Right. Makes them feel even more valued.
And you get to see what your most loyal customers really crave.
Exactly. Their feedback might spark your next big thing. Those empty seats, they're not the end, they're a beginning. A chance to try something new, build those relationships even stronger, and turn what could be a problem into a win for everyone.
From empty seats to endless possibilities, love that energy.